I am so excited for this conversation. So we are celebrating Women's Month, and founder of Mashabela IP Attorneys, Dumelo Mashabela, first black female patent attorney in South Africa, is determined to make a difference in local and international businesses by providing world-class patent counsel through her boutique law firm, which is situated in Pretoria, my hometown. A very good morning to you, Dumelo.
Hi, Lebo. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Firstly, I think it is such a wonderful title to hold. And did you find it difficult entering the space of patent law?
Yes, it was difficult because as a patent attorney, or in order to qualify as a patent attorney, you need 2 degrees, mm-hmm. which is a technical degree, engineering degree, as well as LLB. So it requires a lot of studying, and there's a lot of sacrifices that you need to do. So it was a difficult journey indeed, but at long last it was done.
And why did you choose this particular side of copyright and IP and trademarks?
I worked as an engineer for Dinel. And when I was there, I realized that, you know, there's quite a lot of research and development that is being done at Dinel. However, there is no IP protection, or there is no valuing of intellectual property. And also South Africa, we are not using intellectual property in order to generate income or to even create the jobs that we are talking about. So for me, that fascinated me, and I wanted to actually pursue this intellectual property protection so that I can assist a small business in using intellectual property in order to achieve their business goals. I mean, intellectual property, it's a business tool like any other tool. You can use it, for example, to set you apart against your competitors. For example, if you have a patent, you will be able to exclude your competitors in being able to make the product that is protected by a patent. And also as a small business, I think that if you have or if you value IP, you will other investors will be interested in actually or will be encouraged in actually coming to your business and investing in your business, because they feel comfortable when they see that as a small business you are valuing your intellectual property. However, another thing is that as a small business, intellectual property is an asset like any other asset, and you can put it on your financial books, and which will increase the value of your business.
So take me through the process. Let's say myself, Rilebkhile, I'm just an average Jane, and I've got an idea and I want to protect it before I do anything with it. What process do I go through?
Okay, you just made a very important point in that you need to protect it before you start talking to anybody else. Because in order for you to obtain a patent, that patent should not have been disclosed. You should not have spoken to it to your friends. You should not have went on an exhibition and showed people that particular invention. So all that you have to do, you then consult with the patent attorney, and we draft a patent specification. We file at the patent office, and from that moment that we have filed, now you are free to go away and start talking and looking for even a funding regarding that particular product. So all that you have to do is to ensure that you don't disclose your invention, file a patent application through a patent attorney, and then once you have filed a patent application, you need to then come back and file a complete patent application after 12 months in order for you to obtain a granted patent in South Africa.
And what are the costs?
It is not a relatively cheap exercise. However, mm-hmm. I always say that, you know what, if you value that particular IP, you will do whatever it takes to protect it. And also, like I said, it's an asset within the company. It will increase the value of your business. So the cost of filing a patent application can cost between plus minus 15,000 to 20,000 rand.
Wow.
This is just filing costs. It depends on the complexity of that particular invention.
Okay, so to a young person that is listening, that is still deciding what they want to do with their career, why would you encourage them to get into this particular space?
The intellectual property is still relatively new amongst especially black black candidates. I mean, I can count a couple of black candidates who have qualified as a patent attorney. However, if any person who is passionate about intellectual property and also about illustrating people on how they can use intellectual property in order to change in order to support their business objectives, I would say that particular person should embark on this particular journey. But not only that, if you are also interested in embarking in imparting knowledge on small business about intellectual property, I think this is a career for you. And also, if you're also interested in dealing with technologies, because it enables you to deal with business owners talking about their technologies and assisting them on how they can use these technologies in order to generate income. So if you're passionate about technology and turning that technology into a commercial value, then I would say this is the career for you.
Dumi Mashabela, thank you so much for your time on the Early Breakfast Show. And if you want to get more details from her, Dumelo, m@mashabelaip.co.za.